الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. إن هذا لهو القصص الحق وما من إله إلا الله وإن الله لهو العزيز الحكيم. فإن تولوا فإن الله عليم بالمفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the miraculous birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then we said that the Nasara, they say that Isa, he is Allah, he is the Lord, or he is the deity. And they have said that Isa is the God because Isa has come into this world without the means of a father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that, listen, the example of Isa by Allah is like the example of Adam. In other words, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is more, his example is more curious because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was born with no father and no mother. And why don't you say Adam is then the Lord, like how you assert the same for Isa? So Allah tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, listen, the haq, the truth, whatever you heard about Isa, that is from your Lord, exactly how it is from your Lord Allah. فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Do not be from among those who now doubt. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. But let's suppose somebody has to come to you after that. Now you have knowledge from your side, but this person now decides to argue and quarrel with you and argue with you about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. What happened here was the Nasara from a place called Najran, they had come in a delegation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the things that they told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that, oh, you Muhammad, you are insulting our Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, how am I insulting Isa? They said, you are saying Isa, he is not Allah, he is not the God, rather he is the Son of God. They said, you are saying that he is not Allah, rather you're saying he is the Abd, the slave and the servant of Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Isa, he is Abdullah wa kalimatuhu alqaha ila Maryam. Yes, he is the Abd of Allah, the slave and the servant of Allah, and he is his word. And we discussed this word already, kun, be, and Isa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into existence. So this is what is... this is the reality of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is not God, he is not Allah. So فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Now, after that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if anybody has to dispute or quarrel with you regarding Isa, after knowledge had come to you, you know exactly what Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is, then say to that person, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. That if you don't want to believe, then let's do this. Let's call our families, let's call our kids, let's call our wives, let us all get together, and we come in front of Allah, ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ, and then we implore Allah, we invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humbly, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his curses upon the liars. Are we the liars or are you the liars regarding, you know, the description of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Let us do that and let's see who wins. Let's see who wins the battle. Let's see who wins the case. So there was a person in that delegation whose name was Aqib. And this person, he was somebody senior in that delegation. And all the people would leave upon his right, upon his view, upon his verdict. So they went to him and he said to them that, listen, there's no Nabi that ever did this among his community. And we had seen after that the elderly ones then loved and the young ones then grew. In other words, whenever a Nabi invoked the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, and when that true prophet invoked these curses upon invoked the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his people, Allah made it such that the entire nation was then destroyed. So he said, no, we rather back off from this. We rather say we are not prepared to do this mubahala, as we term it in Arabic. We rather come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that we are not going to do such a thing. So the next day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathered his family, and now they came, these people were presented themselves before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then they said, you know what, we are not prepared to do such a thing. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْقَصَصُ الْحَقِّ. That listen, whatever you have just heard about Nabi Isa Alayhi Wasallam, this is the true story about him. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Again, remember, there is no ilah, there is no deity but Allah. Allah is our only ilah, Allah is our only khaliq, Allah is our only razik. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Listen, Allah, He is the most powerful. Al-Aziz means Al-Ghalibu ala amrihi. Allah's ways prevail, nothing can overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, the one who is wise. فَإِنْ تَوَلُّوا. But listen, after all, if they have to turn away and they still disbelieve, and they disdain to believe, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah is well aware of the wrongdoers. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of who they are, Allah will requite them for their deeds accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq.